Today's reading is in the book of John, chapter 8, starting in verse 39. John, chapter 8, beginning in verse 39. They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works that Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one Father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not from God." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, 'If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out to the temple. In yesterday's reading, we recognize that many of the Jews and Pharisees did believe in him. We see that in chapter 8, verse 30. And he told them in 31 and 32, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And they were confused by this, saying, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone." And so when Jesus works through this with them, in verse 37, he said, "I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." And so that leads us into where he started in verse 39. "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did, but now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. That's not what Abraham did. You're doing the works of your father." And so he draws that correlation to, you're not following your father who is God, you're following someone else. That would be Satan, who is the father of lies. So at this point, this discussion between them is escalating, and Jesus is telling the truth, and he's doing so plainly and honestly, but they're not going to like hearing that. This reminds me of chapter 3, verse 18. He said, "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God." So here, Jesus is telling them the truth, but they don't like the truth. Jesus is bringing the light of the truth to expose darkness, but they'd rather stay in the darkness, and so they're upset at him exposing this. That's what's going on right here. And so they're asserting Abraham is their father, and Jesus saying, "No, that doesn't line up with the way you're acting. That doesn't line up with what you're doing." In other words, he's saying, You're professing one thing, but your actions contradict what you're professing. And we can be guilty of the same thing today. We can profess to be Christian. However, we can conduct ourselves in such a manner that contradicts that statement. So he's introducing this idea that being a child of Abraham, being a child of God, is about more than lineage. It's not enough to just be of the physical lineage of Abraham. That doesn't make you a child of God. Being a child of God means that you do the things that are of God, that you resemble him, that you do the things that he did. So he said, whether you're talking about Abraham or God, either one, your actions do not prove that. Your actions prove the opposite. Your actions prove that you are like your father, the devil. And of course, they turn around and they start accusing him of having a demon. In verse 48, they said, are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? And of course, Jesus says, no, I don't have a demon. I honor my Father, but you dishonor me. Well, if Jesus is honoring the Father, which means he's doing the will of the Father, he's resembling him. If that's true, and then they are dishonoring Jesus, what's the implication? Well, it's that they are dishonoring God as well. And I think they understood that point. He even makes the statement in verse 50, he's not seeking his own glory. Well, it's God the Father that was going to glorify the Son, and that's what he's referring to. And then he says, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Well, this upsets them too, and they say, now we know you have a demon. Abraham died. The prophets died. They were doing the will of God, so how can you even say this? Are you greater than Abraham? Are you greater than the prophets? Who do you make yourself out to be? Verse 53. And he says, if I glorify myself, the glory is nothing. And that's true. But if God the Father glorifies him, as he does, then that means something. That's of more substance. But he says, the problem is, you don't know him. He says, I know him, but you don't know him. And then verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Well, again, they're thinking in physical terms. Abraham died long ago. His body's gone, as even his bones would be gone by this point. How could he have seen it? And Jesus states the eternal truth and his eternal nature in verse 58. I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And I think they would have understood that I am statement. That is God. That was the name of God. And so they pick up stones, and they were going to throw at him. In other words, they were going to stone him to death. This was blasphemy to them. But he hides himself, and he goes out, and he's no longer in their midst. So a very important reading for us today, and some important lessons for us regarding how we conduct ourselves and whether we live up to the calling. We're told to make our calling and election sure, but I would add to that, we need to live up to that calling. We need to strive each day to live in a faithful manner before the Lord our God. So these are some things to think about, and perhaps today we need to pray that we simply do the Lord's will in all things so that we resemble him, so that it's recognizable that we truly are children of God. Thank you for listening today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.